Dallas ICM Corridor. Today we have Karosh Olye from the Dallas Area Rapid Transit, who might be presenting is Chris Poe from the Texas Transportation Institute. So handing it over to you, Karosh.
Thank you, Steve, and good afternoon. I'm Karosh Olye with Dallas Area Rapid Transit. With me here today are Dr. Chris Poe and Mr. Roberto Macias from Texas Transportation Institute. I would like to present an overview of the Dallas US 75 ICM Pioneer Site and the lessons learned from Stage 1. US 75 is Dallas Pioneer Site and covers 5 cities in 2 counties, in addition to the Regional Transit Authority, State DOT, Toll Authority, and the MPO. Each of the agencies are highlighted in our cover slide. Based on TTI's 2007 Mobility Report, Dallas-Fort Worth area is the 5th most congested region in the U.S. DFW also has the distinction of having the highest overall congestion growth the past 2 years. Dallas is the 9th largest city in the U.S. This population for Dallas and Fort Worth currently is 6 million, and we keep on adding 1 million people every 8 years. US 75 is a major north-south radial corridor, and the freeway corridor is built out from right-of-way to right-of-way line. Most arterials in the corridor are 6-lane streets with full turn lanes, and there is no ability to construct alternate routes. Future ability to handle growth is dependent on transit and ability to move people to other modes. In addition, the freeway corridors that intersect with US 75 will all go under reconstruction in the next 5 years. I-30 in downtown Dallas, I-635 in the middle, and State Highway 121 at the north end. Our ICM team feels that the US 75 ICM corridor will be a showcase for the DFW region. There are over a dozen corridors that could benefit from implementing ICM concepts in our region alone. The primary corridor is shown in yellow. 5 cities within our corridor are Dallas, Highland Park, University Park, Richardson, and Plano. The full travel shed is shown by the thicker blue line. The CBD is at the southern end of the travel shed. The primary corridor is over 25 miles in length. The corridor includes an 8-lane freeway with continuous frontage roads that are famous in Texas. 14-mile HOV concurrent flow lane in each direction. The light rail transit line immediately adjacent to the freeway. Possibly you can't see parts of it because it's subterranean over its southern 3.5 miles. Underneath the US 75. The toll road bounding the western side, another light rail line bounding the eastern side, and regional arterials crossing the corridor for significant lengths with local and express bus service. The US 75 corridor has a diverse range of infrastructure components. Our assets in the corridor are freeway and frontage road system, recently completed 5-level interchange at 635 and US 75, HOV, toll, and SOV lanes, parallel arterial, 2 light rail transit lines, bus transit, both express and local, 3 city-owned transportation management centers, 1 state-owned transportation management center, transit-owned TMC, and toll authority-owned TMC. The 10-mile section of US 75 that was reconstructed in the 90s has won several awards, such as Urban Design Award, Texas Quality Initiative Achievement Award, and the Marvin Black Excellence Award in Partnering. Dallas I-5 interchange with US 75 and I-635 Drive, which was completed in 2005, was recently named Public Works Projects of the Year by the American Public Works Association. The agencies in the corridor each have mature transportation management center operating their own infrastructure. When we first put our proposal together for the integrated corridor management, these were the assets that we had in our system. Since then, we have opened up additional HOV facilities as we had indicated we would over the last 6 months. The rest of the assets in the corridor remain accurate today. The Dallas ICM team is divided into two groups, the operating agencies in the corridor and the technical support team. The organization chart on the right gives the names of the specific individuals at each of the agencies. Technical support team will be led by Telvin Faraday, who will be the primary contractor for producing and has already produced concept of operations, and the universities provide technical assistance in several areas. Texas Transportation Institute provides ITS planning, system integration for freeway management system, performance measurement, and ITS standards. DCI has authored the Dallas-wide ITS plan, developed the freeway management software for the Daltrans Transportation Management Center, and conducted the mobility reports for TxDOT and FHWA. University of Texas in Arlington has managed lane modeling and evaluation. And Southern Methodist University offered dynamic traffic assignment, transit modeling, and they have developed a mesoscopic model based on DynaSmart platform that incorporates traveler mode shift. There's strong regional support for ITS in the Dallas and Fort Worth area. There's an executive committee made up of DOT, Transit Authority, MPO, Toll Authority, and Airports Authority that have executed a memorandum of understanding on the region's cooperative approach to ITS operations in the region. The executive committee is supported by a steering committee made up of technical staffs of all the agencies in our region. The ICM project will use the existing committee structure as steering committee for the five-year duration of the project. This will help with the objective of making the US 75 corridor the model for the region by getting input and oversight throughout. The region is also financially supportive of continuing to fund critical regional elements of ITS program. For example, the regional communication system and a center-to-center plug-in development is currently funded. In addition, there are several key ITS elements already in place. Dallas-wide ITS plan was developed in 1996 and is now going through an update this year. Individual agencies have also developed their own ITS plans. For example, Dallas Area Rapid Transit developed its ITS plan in 2003. The regional architecture and concept of operation have also been developed. TxDOT currently operates the regional traveler information website with real-time conditions, incidents, and lane closures. Picture shows a snapshot from the website. The regional telecommunication systems for ITS is being built out. The region has established a regional center-to-center video and data sharing system. The MPO is developing a regional data archive that will support evaluation and modeling. The state of Texas adopted interoperability standards for tolling system, which ensures compatibility of pricing and tolling strategies in every corridor. The US 75 corridor is fully instrumented with ITS equipment such as detectors, EMS, and cameras south of I-635, which cuts across our corridor approximately in the middle. TxDOT and DART are expanding the deployment of ITS north of this point. TxDOT and NTTA are currently posting real-time travel time on their DMS. The new Dallas Pass Transportation Management Center, opened last December as a joint center including personnel from TxDOT, DART, and Dallas County Sheriff's Department. As Dallas County and TxDOT operate the mobility assistance patrols in the corridor, DART operates the HOV lanes, maintains and enforces them, and also provides motorist assistance services. The arterial system. Dallas, Richardson, Plain all have central signal systems with 100% of the signals connected to their central. The MPO has funded projects to implement the center-to-center interface for each of these cities. The cities, as well as the state, have integration with 911 systems. All of the cities have camera surveillance on the city streets. The city of Richardson provides a video feed to the record service to help them respond to incidents. City of Dallas has installed EMS signs on the major arterials that intersect with US 75. The currently funded project will automate the placement of freeway DMS messages onto the arterial DMS signs during incidents and special events. The cities have traffic signal priority for EMS and are working with DART to implement priority for transit. Dallas Area Rapid Transit, a regional transportation authority with 13 member cities, provides light air transit, park and ride lots, HOVM managed lanes, local express bus systems, media rail connection, automated vehicle location, centralized transit control, passenger alert systems, transit signal priority, and a transportation force of up to 300 member strong team. Our vision. Key point is that we are focusing on the customer, not on any specific mode or agency. The corridor team will operate the corridor in the best interest of the transportation customer. This diagram shows the ICM physical architecture. The ICM system will be run from the Regional Transportation Management Center, where an ICM operator can see the real-time ICM data coming in from the corridor, evaluate conditions, and run the decision support tool that will predict conditions under different ICM strategies. The diagram also shows how each agency can interface with the ICM system using the regional center-to-center network. Traveler information will be broadcast using the existing regional ATIS. Data will be stored in the existing regional data archive. The US 75 ICM concept includes four primary strategies. One, enhance the ability of the agencies and responders to share data, which is the foundation for the other strategies. Two, develop a performance measures approach that focuses on the customer. Three, develop modeling tools for evaluation of real-time operation. And last, but certainly not least, improve traveler information and operational strategies in the corridor. The planned decision support tool is driven by a vessoscopic model called DIRECT. DIRECT, developed by our partner, Southern Methodist University. The DIRECT model is capable of running faster than real time to predict network conditions 30 minutes in the future under various ICM strategies. The decision support tool will estimate the benefits anticipated from implementing specific ICM strategies. Strategies showing improvement in overall corridor operation can be implemented through the existing TMC. The US 75 team has established both transportation goals and community goals. Transportation goals include increasing throughput, improving travel time, and improving incident response and clearance times. The key to these improvements is enabling travelers to shift modes, even en route, to optimize their trip and corridor performance. Figure shown here shows the performance measurement matrices PTI has been working on with FHWA for the urban congestion. Suggestion Report. Many goals are to promote and sustain economic growth in the U.S. 75 corridor in the absence of being able to add any more significant infrastructure. The next three slides highlight the lessons learned from the ICM Stage 1. From an operational perspective, the only extra capacity available in the corridor can be on the light rail transit. Thus, some of the US 75 ICM strategies focus on when and how to encourage mode shift to reduce congestion. What we learned from the early stakeholder meetings is that all agencies believe they are operating their systems well and to their full capacity. The operational challenge occurs when something goes wrong and the typical operations plan don't work. For example, a major incident. For the corridor stakeholders to take a different action, which may penalize some travel, they need more decision support tools. Real gains and operational benefits will come from the collaborative cooperation of the corridor. This is all agencies making decisions based on the overall performance of the corridor. Another lesson learned is that the region lacks real-time arterial travel time information. From an institutional perspective, the US 75 team learned that it was effective to build on the existing partnerships and institutional structures in place. Operational trust already exists from the traffic management, incident management, and HOV lane operation that is taking place in the region. Another lesson is build an existing agreement. For example, the US 75 already has existing MOUs in place on data and software share. Last institutional lesson is to build an existing oversight. In the DFW region, there's already an ITS Executive Committee, an ITS Steering Committee. The US 75 ICM team reports through these existing oversight structures. From the technical perspective, the following lessons were learned. More data sharing is needed. The DFW region must accelerate some of the existing data sharing projects to enhance ICM deployment. There's a need for comparative data. For the agencies in the corridor to collaborate on corridor strategies, they need to see data across all modes and jurisdictions. This requires having congestion and throughput data. Travel time will be one of those measures that can be used across all modes. There's also a need for better real-time arterial data. There's a good data at the intersection, but there's not good information on travel time and congestion for arterials parallel to the freeway and transit corridor. The region is planning for an ICM system needs detailed systems engineering knowledge. Significant amounts of time was spent working through the systems engineering process. Use of consultants that have been through this process and can assist local stakeholders with the systems engineering process value. In conclusion, individual agencies are operating their systems well, but the opportunities for real advancement in congestion reduction lie in coordinated management across all modes and routes. Reduce congestion, there needs to be alternatives for travelers. The US 75 corridor thinks transit will be successful as an option under the right scenarios. The parallel arterials of significant length, alternate times to travel, will also provide travelers with options. Agencies need a common, reliable data platforms for decision making. Lastly, building an existing institutional arrangement was a key to building consensus. Going forward, we feel we will need to build trust with the public on accuracy and reliability of information from ICM strategy. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Karosh. Do we have any questions for Karosh on the Dallas corridor? You can submit your questions via the chat window, and then we'll open up the phone lines momentarily to for anyone who wants to call in their question.
We have nothing in the chat window right now. Jill, maybe if you can give instructions for asking questions over the phone again?
Certainly. Press star 1 and record your name at the prompt to ask a question. Once again, that is star 1. And record your name at the prompt to ask a question.
And while we wait, we do have one question that's been typed in for Dallas. Has transit usage changed any as gas prices change this year?
Absolutely, they have. All modes that we operate are seeing significant ridership increases. That is true for our local bus, express bus, commuter rail, light rail, HOV lanes, as well as our vanpool program. There was a recent article in Mass Transit that I'll refer you to, which actually gives percentages of increases.
Yes, I think that's a national trend that we're experiencing.
Do we have anything over the phone?
No, ma'am. We have no questions on the phone.
We do have a response from Via Metro in San Antonio that says we have seen a 15% increase in ridership. This gain continues.